Hello everyone, this is Ray. I had an opportunity today to attend a poetry meetup where I stepped up to the mic and presented one of my poems, and I'd like to present it to you today. It's called We Are Poets. Some say that what defines a poet is his or her desire to interpret and express the internal and external world. Sure, that's an acceptable definition. And I'd like to break down the definition of a poet a bit further. I believe that we are called poets because we live for the smiles and inspiration that our word evoke in others. We live for that connection that will make someone nod their heads in agreement and whisper, "Yes, I understand. Yes, I've been there." You see, we are poets. We are wonderfully in love with life, even when it hurts, even when we cry. When we open our eyes in the morning, the world is full of magic and possibility. We are poets. Each scar marks a story worth telling. Each rose is a reminder of a beautiful memory. Each thunderstorm inspires prose worth writing. Each butterfly is poetry in motion. Each sunset is beauty beyond words. We are poets. We listen a little closer when we hear the robin sing or the buzz of a bee. We notice the morning dew on a blade of grass. We feel the chill in the air and breathe a little deeper to enjoy and appreciate the aroma of wood smoke coming out of a chimney or the dry autumn leaves. We guide waves to seashores by opening up our arms and imagining them. We marvel at the intricate design of a single leaf. We admire the twinkle in our loved one's eyes when they respond to our emphatic, "I love you." We are poets. We do not have the right to remain silent. We are cultures strung together in a tapestry that makes us the sum total of our experiences. We are choices. We are voices. We are motivation, and we are inspiration. Each of our lives unravels differently, and we recognize that's what makes each of us unique. You see, we are poets. Our goal is simply to be. We don't just write poetry, we live it. We turn blank pages into documents of truth and possibility. Our lips drip proverbs and stanzas that lead to dialogue and discourse. Our self-expression ranges from the simple haiku that distills an ordinary moment to its purest essence and reveals beauty, to the complexities of spoken word that illuminates others with sparkling revelations. We are the unacknowledged legislators of the world, using imagery, sound, diction, themes, metaphors to say something new or to say something old in a new way. We are poets.